This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
These two have to get married or it's unforgivable on all fronts.
I can't wait to have a diamond on this finger.
That's juicy, honestly.
People are like expecting there to be like major tea from this wedding. Six people are married and we witnessed.
And we that. Are not.
And we are not. Adam comes in here and he goes,
guns blazing.
He goes, nice bar stools. And I was like, oh, thank God. And then he wanders into the bedroom. He's checking. He's like, hey, has this dresser always been here? Make yourself right at home, Adam Harrison.
I like to do a little sweep and judge everything. I came in like very hot with good feedback though.
No. I feel great about it. If it's good feedback, like sure.
And it wasn't like, oh, cool bar stools. It was like, oh my God, the bar stools look so good. I was like, it's so cozy in here. But then I saw the dresser in the bedroom and I was like, so has this thing always been here?
Yeah. See, the thing is, sometimes you just got to compromise the looks for the function. And the fact of the matter is, I take up 90% of the closet space in this place. It's just spilled over. Like, we need just like the dresser to be in a random spot so he has his clothes and can like get dressed in the morning.
The second I saw that, I was drawing out an entire new floor plan for the apartment. I was like, so we can actually put the dresser here. And
it's
then we
not
can
even
move this
a matter
here.
Of like where we put the dresser. It's like the dresser, in a perfect world, just needs to go. We need to get a new dresser that like is a different shape, but like furniture is expensive and I've hit my max.
I've been doing mental gymnastics every day on where the heck my furniture is gonna go and like what I'm gonna do with it,
because yeah, Colby and I are gonna have this. You guys just wait till you move apartments, specifically Adam, because Colby's moved before. You are so used to your layout right now. Just wait for your world to be rocked when you move, because then nothing goes, nothing fits, everything's wrong.
No, I'm literally scared in the fact that I just spent all that money on that really nice dresser and nightstand. I was like, where am I going to put these?
Well, hopefully you'll be able to hope you got a long dresser.
I have a long, massive dresser and it's nice as hell. And then yeah. I have Katie's old Casper bed frame. I have Danielle's old Casper mattress. So I have like nice things that I need to take with me.
Well, you'll obviously be able to take your bed.
But it's a queen. So like,
that's fine.
Perhaps not. You never know.
Well, I don't think you're going to be in a bedroom that you can't have a queen bed. You just might not be able to have a queen bed and a massive dresser.
What are you going to get? A twin XL?
Yeah.
I mean, before I went to the queen, I had a full. And I feel like a full is like considerably smaller. Actually,
I have a full.
Colby and I slept together in a full last week.
How was that?
Fine.
I mean, it was actually fine.
No, I'm genuinely curious. Like, how was that? Like, were you really touching?
I warned Colby.
No.
I was like, I think
Adam goes, we're about to share the smallest bed ever, thinking that we're about to share a twin bed. I honestly love a twin bed.
It honestly was so fine. Like, Colby and I were cozy as hell, I feel like.
We weren't snuggling. Like, we didn't touch.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I feel like not to brag, I am the best person ever to sleep with.
Same.
Because I'm like a zombie. And both I feel like Colby is too.
Both of you guys are. So it works perfectly
Colby
for you.
Colby and I legit did not touch.
just how we like it.
Just in case anybody was curious. No funny business was happening.
I feel like the jump from queen to king is bigger than full to queen.
Totally.
For sure.
Right? Like it has to be. It just feels like it has to be.
King is like a huge bed.
You
could fit a king in that room easily.
People always say that I should get a king. And then I raise to them, guys, hey, back up. Mattresses are expensive. People are always like, Katie, just get this. Just get that. I'm like, you guys, I'm not dropping like thousands of dollars a week on furniture. That just like feels crazy because who knows where I'm going to be after this, you know? It's like.
And also if you get a king bed, like you can't really downgrade, you know?
Yeah, because then you get like obsessed with the.
And a king is like the hardest one to fit in any type of New York apartment.
And then it's kind of all that's in there and you don't get the cute side tables. Yeah. At least in this size bedroom. Like if you have like a large, like my parents' bedroom in our house in Shipley's Choice, which was our neighborhood where we had like our cookie cutter house and all of that, their bedroom had enough room for like a sitting area. Like it was massive.
Yeah.
Walk-in closet and everything. And I thought, oh, like once I'm like an adult, I'll have that kind of room.
Yeah, here a I couch am. In my room.
Here I am, like,
and then
making,
New York humbles you.
Making, like, very important decisions about how big of a side table I can have without it looking insane. Like, just too squished, you know?
It's so interesting that you said that because when I was in the suburbs over the weekend, not even, like, my parents' house, but just, like, staying in another one of my friend's houses when I went to the wedding on Saturday, we stayed in a friend of ours' house who was, like, 15 minutes away from the wedding venue. Mm-hmm. And he is, like, a pretty... like good size house. Like my parents definitely live in like a very normal, I feel like functional house now that they're close to downtown Annapolis, but like his house was like pretty big. And like, I think when I was growing up, I was like, always like, oh, I'm going to have this big house and blah, blah, blah. And now that we live in a New York apartment and I feel like it's just like that's all kind of I need from mm-hmm. a space perspective. When I was in his house, all I could think about was like, holy fuck, like how do they clean this thing? How do they keep this in order? And then there's also like rooms that like, weren't fully fleshed out furnished, and I was like, even if it was fully furnished, like would you even use this room?
That's the weirdest part about houses. Like so many people growing up, we had like a family room where we would watch TV, and that's the only real living room that we would use. But then we also had a living room,
yeah,
like a sitting room
that
or something.
No one ever went in.
Yeah, like nobody touches it.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the point?
No, I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that bigger isn't always better.
Life is so expensive.
I'm okay. I'm all set.
I'm happy being a renter.
Yeah, same. Yeah, renting's fine right now. Also, I feel like I use every square foot of this apartment, every square inch of this apartment.
Yeah.
I use like almost every day.
Yeah.
Like every hour of the day.
And all of your spaces are functional and like exactly what you need.
See, and that's what you gotta, it's gotta be like that.
And soon you're gonna have your banquette and we'll have a place to have a dinner party.
Yes, exactly.
Which I'm so excited for.
Slowly but surely, things are working out.
So what's the banquette installation timeline? What are we working with?
So the thing is, like, I was under the impression the bar stools were going to be very delayed, and they came within literally 5 days of me ordering them. So that was exciting, but also like not the norm at all, because I feel like usually furniture is always way later than it says it's going to be.
Have you had a meal in your bar stool yet?
Actually, no, we haven't. Snack. No, because we went to the diner for lunch today. So dinner tonight, we'll have it at the bar stools.
Do you guys normally eat at the coffee table? Or I mean, whatever this is.
Yeah, coffee table. We sit on the couch and eat every night, which is like, I hate that because like the couch is for like being cozy and not like hunching over and like eating. But that's
scarfing down your meal.
I mean, in past apartments, I've never even had a place to eat. Like I've had like in my studios, mm-hmm. I didn't have a kitchen table. No. I never had a table. I always ate at the coffee table.
Yeah, we've always been coffee
table. Like this coffee
eaters.
Table has had probably like thousands of meals eaten at it.
Easy. I'm hoping that Colby and I's new apartment will have some kind of, I mean, since I'm living with Colby, I have no doubt that there will be some place to eat that isn't a coffee table.
You need a breakfast
Colby
nook.
Will make it work.
Yeah.
No, I would love a banquette.
You need like
even
a cute,
if it's a two-seater.
Exactly. Yeah. You could get like a cute table with two chairs. That would be adorable.
But I would love for Colby and I to like host dinner parties.
I would
too. That's my dream for us.
Me too.
And that's my dream for you when you have the banquette.
Yeah, soon. Soon, soon, soon.
I will co-host with you. I will help you do everything.
I want to do like a themed party.
Yeah, we can collaborate.
You want to know what I heard recently? So I know that you were thinking about doing some like upstate thing for your birthday with the, is it a secret?
So the theme is a secret. It can be known that I want to do
activities
for my 30th birthday, everyone. It's my 30th birthday this
year. She's hired an incredible party planner.
Colby Cassidy. You guys know, like, when you turn 30, like, you got to do something or you're going to crash out. Like, something special, yeah, you know? Yeah. So instead of just the typical Halloween costume party, which I love, we're going to do something a little special this year.
One of my friends at work kind of made me think about this, but over the weekend he was at a house upstate. And he's like a big planner. And so he designed this entire house activity around the Traitors.
Oh my God.
Have you seen the show?
With you guys.
Yeah. And so
I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he did the Traitors for the house and ahead of time assigned everybody like roles. So whoever was like the Traitor was kind of like the person. And then he made all these mini games and like quests and things like that.
Did it happen the entire weekend?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Are you kidding? Okay.
That's a lot of production.
I told him to send me the outline because I was like, I want to show it to Katie or send it to Katie. No. So what I told him is that obviously like at the New Year's Eve house a few years ago, we did the, what was it called? We did that thing where
murder
we all
mystery.
Had roles. Yeah, we did the murder mystery
murder
where we
mystery.
All had roles. And I was like, that's fun. But like, if you've already done it once, it's like, I feel like kind of a rinse and repeat a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I basically told him, I was like, I want you to send me that outline so I can send it to Katie. Because I feel like this would low-key be like really fun if she was thinking about doing something that was along the same lines. But if you've already kind of come up with what the activity is going to be,
no,
it's a
I
secret.
Haven't. Like fully. I do want it to be something like extra like that.
My yeah. one thing with the Traitors is like, everybody's got to be down to commit for the entire weekend.
Yeah. I feel like I would if it's a game like
know.
That. Like, that's kind of fun.
I'm thinking like of just whoever's job it is to make sure everyone's like on track would suck.
I mean, it presumably it's the person who plans it and it enjoys
that person.
An activity
well, also,
like that.
You're bringing a lot of people. How many people was he with? We I would have to have a round table like every hour.
I don't know. I feel
I think
like
he was with like 20 gays.
Oh, okay. Like, I feel like every person in attendance would need to be like super type A and like on it. Like, yes.
Well, I think you just need somebody who's directing the crowd. Like, you
right.
just need one person who's type A and plans the entire thing and
true.
Just tells you where you need to go. And then as long as you have people who are like drinking and having fun then like and down to do it, then.
But the Traitors, like, you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to be possible because, well, I just get like stressed out. And if like one of you two was like organizing this thing, I would be like stressed out for you. Like, I'm such an empath. I'd be feeling your stress and like fair. No one would be on task. And I'd be like getting irrationally angry at people that weren't on task when it was just like supposed to be a fun weekend.
Well, let me throw back to when I tried to teach you guys how to play Monopoly.
No, I know.
Alley
that's
Shore
what
House.
I'm thinking of in trying to introduce
Colby literally could not hold a thought for 2 seconds.
No.
I would try to explain one thing and Colby would be like, oh my God, look at this TikTok. I was like, are you? And it would be right in the middle of me explaining a rule of the
what
game.
What game was it again?
It was Monopoly Deal.
Yeah, Monopoly Deal was too much for us.
Guys,
we could
it's
not.
It's the most simple. If any of our listeners have played Monopoly Deal, it is the most simple game ever.
It was also a rainy weekend down the shore when we had nothing to do but drink wine and our friend's house, and we literally went through all of the wine that we got and drizzled more wine like in the midst of Adam
explaining
this game.
It yeah. wasn't the time. Okay.
It could have been the time.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It could have been the time.
It wasn't the time or the
wrong
place.
Crowd.
I was literally so excited to introduce him to my favorite game, and Colby literally every 2 seconds would interrupt
it
me.
Wasn't
and it was
just
some
me.
Completely random thought. No, it was definitely you and Chat. Like, both of you were on the same wavelength of being like, I have no idea what's going on, and so I'm just going to wreak havoc on Adam's explanation.
Yeah, I'll play with you.
No, you won't.
I will.
You've lost that privilege.
Okay.
Wow.
Colby's like, thank
I'm
God.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be on the other side.
Have you guys played Clue?
Yes, I love Clue.
I think so.
It's remember, like, we just tried to play.
Oh, yeah. We tried to play when we were at Margot's birthday weekend on, it was like this really high-tech table that yeah. It wasn't working. It was too much. Clue is a board game, okay? Clue is a board game. If I've, any other medium is just, it's disgraceful in my opinion. But that being said, I wonder if anyone has invented a Clue
live
game,
action.
Live action Clue. Like, wouldn't it be fun to do? I guess we probably, I don't know, pending people can come to my birthday thing, might have too many people, but I'm like, what if everyone gets a role like Professor Plum or Scarlet?
Wasn't that kind of the concept
Scarlet.
Of what we did in New Year's though? Like, didn't we all each have roles and then
yeah I want that, but I want to like work with someone who, if anyone listening knows a guy or a gal,
a custom write-up.
Yeah, like I want a writer to create it for me. Like, I don't want, because the thing is, we did one New Year's Eve and it was like pre-written, obviously, and you like buy it on Etsy and then like one person like hands out the scripts and stuff, which it was super fun. Like, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, I want to do one that no one's done, you know? Like, I want it to be such a surprise who is the killer.
I feel like you should make ChatGPT write it.
And I want my role to be amazing. Like, I need a role that is epic, you know?
Everyone
should have amazing roles, but like specifically me. Like, I want to look amazing.
What if like each person assigned themselves their own character, but then
created a character,
created their own character for themselves. Okay. And then you like give a write up of each person's personality to a writer. And then they basically come up with a character that fits kind of the personality that you describe of the person.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah. But you can't let anybody know that you're giving personality traits to the writer. Yeah,
that's a surprise. And we have to have like assigned outfits. So we need, also, or vibes. Because
if people are offended by their thing, they can't know.
Colby's like, or Katie's like, Adam's an asshole. He's so
well, annoying. What if I ask each person for like,
I'm going to be dead.
Describe yourself in one sentence. Describe your, that actually sounds like my worst fucking nightmare.
Mine's describe like gay.
Gay.
Perfect.
Hi, gay. I'm dead. Well, I can't wait to see what comes of it.
Anyway, yeah. So I don't know how we've gotten on this topic, but
I needed to share my friend's
traitors.
Oh, the traitors. And it's so funny because he used to be a lawyer and I was like, how the hell did you have time for this? And he was like, not practicing big law anymore. I have all the time in the world to just plan parties. Maybe you should hire him.
Yeah, maybe he could come.
I'll tell him.
Okay.
You should. More gays. The more gays, the merrier.
I need to actually watch that show from start to finish. I'd only ever seen a few episodes of it.
Oh my God, it's so good. This last season was incredible.
Yeah, I watched that one episode with you guys when we were in Boston, and then I just never continued.
You didn't pick back up.
I didn't pick back up,
Speaking of shows, I got Adam hooked on two shows that I love. So he is now a fan of the Benny Drama Show, Overcompensating on Prime, and he sent me a photo last night that he started the Karen Reed documentary.
Yeah. It was actually Alex's suggestion after you were talking about it in the car. And Alex was like, I think we need to watch Karen Reed.
So you listen to Alex, but you don't listen to me.
Colby, this is like moral of the story. We know this about him. Like, Adam does not listen to anyone except for Alex.
It's true.
No, I just sometimes need a little bit of an extra like push because I would never, like, I just haven't been in my TV show era lately. So I won't just like turn on a new TV show, basically. So you'll say like, oh, Karen Reed documentary is really good. And I know you've been talking about some random shows that are on Netflix and Amazon Prime or something like that you've been watching.
Some random bitch ass shows that so clearly rude. Aren't very good. Tell me how you really feel.
That I'll never be watching.
Tell me how you really feel.
I want to watch them. I just haven't had the time.
No, it's not. You know, they're not for you.
No, they might be. They might be for me.
They're not for you.
I just sometimes need a little bit of an extra push. And so right now that's Alex.
And it comes from Alex.
Eventually, Colby will be that extra push for me.
Yeah, it happened this weekend.
Exactly.
Did you finish Overcompensating?
No, Overcompensating, I've only watched a quarter of the next episode from what we watched.
Oh my God. So I just finished it. It's so good. But it was crazy. It ends on a wild cliffhanger.
I will say the reason that I actually really liked Overcompensating, like, Colby put it on when we were at my house last week, and I was like, has he always been that attractive? Like, he's so hot.
Yeah, Benny Drama's good.
Yeah.
He had a glow up.
And he's, like, giving straight in it. And I was like, I think I'm in love with you. But he's not my type on TikTok, so it's, like, crazy.
Is Charlie XCX in it? Or is her music in it?
She is in it for one episode.
I saw an interview that he was really drunk at a party or at a club somewhere where she was.
Yeah.
And he was with his friends, and he was, like, super drunk, and he was like, I'm going to go over to Charlie XCX and ask her to be in my show. And they were like, that's a terrible idea. And he did it. He went up and just point blank, he's like, hi, Charlie, I'm Benny Drama and I'm doing this show, will you be in it? And she was like, yeah, send me the details, and voila.
She had a great appearance.
Oh, so she was actually in it. Yeah, so I feel like that's, like, that's just how you do it. That's showbiz. You just gotta go ask people the hard questions.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's very star-studded. Connie Britton's in it, Kaya Gerber's in it.
Why do I feel like legit celebrities have been getting closer to the people lately? like Charlie XCX, for example. Like, I didn't realize she was in that. That's crazy. And then I just saw this TikTok the other day of Lorde just showing up to a bar and just like was in a crowd singing her own music and just chatting with people. Like, has this always been happening? I'm feeling confused.
No, I feel like this is a new thing because I feel like
Charlie XCX, she's a huge star and she's just in some random TikToker's TV show.
I mean, that's like different. I'm talking like the security risk of these random celebrities just like floating around New York, like showing up to like largely populated areas.
Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner just walking on the West Side Highway.
I'm nervous for these people, although I'm sure they have their bodyguards like in plain clothes. Yeah, they're not stupid, but like I just saw a video of Ryan Reynolds just like strolling to the bodega. Like, is he not worried? Like,
Colby actually, took a picture when I just of Ryan saw Reynolds.
Blake and Ryan, I don't think they had security with them.
Ryan had the kid up on his shoulders. Yeah. They were just waltzing around Tribeca.
I think they just had a nanny.
See, I'm worried for the celebrities. The celebrities are worrying me.
The celebrities are getting a little too comfortable.
They are way too comfortable in this city. Like, sure. But, you know, people get like... Did you see that whole story about the guy? Or who was it? A guy or a girl?
The crypto guy?
That was held hostage?
Oh my God, yeah. That was insane.
And you know, tortured?
Yeah, like things like that happen. Okay?
No, it's scary. And it was happening in like a $15 million townhouse. Wait, it was a tourist.
On such a popular street. Yeah, it was an Italian tourist.
Who was torturing him.
No, that got kidnapped. And it literally is on that block of Prince Street where I buy all my sunglasses from that street vendor.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, because I saw the interviews after. Yeah. I was like, wait, what the hell? Like, that's like literally right across from Little Cupcake Bake Shop.
Right.
Yeah.
Diagonal. It's crazy that all was going on in there.
Wait, so I'm so confused. I don't think I knew that it was some random...
I think it was a crypto guy who did it, no? Is that...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, well, why was he doing it?
He's a crypto founder.
Because he's fucked in the head, clearly.
Oh, I thought he was torturing somebody to get access to a crypto wallet.
People need to stay vigilant, okay?
There's all this weird shit happening around crypto people, though. Like, all the crypto founders right now are all being just, like, attacked worldwide.
And somebody's... A crypto person's kid was just mugged in Paris. Yeah, yeah, I saw that video. So scary.
I saw that too. It was the girl.
Yeah, yeah. And this dude like saved her. It was so cute.
A civilian.
He was like bleeding down his head and he would not let her go and let those people take
her. Well, anyway, shall we do the intro?
We shall.
I think on that note, we should just...
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Another week living the dream.
Guys, I actually think I just got a cavity eating those cookies. Like, I'm not even kidding. They were the best cookies I've ever had.
They were really so good.
I have never, like, immediately after eating two of them, my tooth kind of hurts. And I've never had a cavity before. And I'm, like, very paranoid that I have a cavity now.
Well, it's not from the cookies. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, they're not instant.
Cavities don't happen like that.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. It might be triggering one that you've had hiding out for a while.
Well, I've never had one. So let's be clear here that there's nothing hiding
out.
If I have one, it's because that cookie just gave it to me right now.
Yeah.
Well, the cookies are courtesy of Adina Michio.
Sorry, Adina. I'm not talking shit about your cookies. They were probably the best cookies I've ever had in my entire life.
The mother of Brooke, who makes delicious cookies. She sent Jack and I home with, I kid you not, 7 containers of cookies after the wedding. And I forced Jack to take 5 of them over to his friend's house. So we have 2.
I cannot believe that we did not make the cut, Kathy.
I'm sorry, you weren't quick enough. Like, I needed them out because I was going to just... They're so good.
Wait, in my head, I thought you just said you weren't quickie enough. And I was like, oh, what a play on cookie. I'll just remember this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you could have also just come to the wedding and then you would have had the cookies.
This is not my fault.
Just saying, you could have come to the wedding. You were invited.
I'm so sad I missed it. It looked so fine.
Oh, it did look so fine.
Editing Katie, remember to title this episode Three Weddings.
Yeah.
The three weddings of the Match Made trio.
Each of us went to a different wedding this weekend.
We did.
We witnessed a different matrimony.
That's true.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's insane.
6 people are married and we witnessed.
And we are not.
We are not.
Colby got to experience good old Annapolis.
I did.
Well, I guess she's already been to Annapolis before, but Colby got to experience my crazy family.
A great time.
She did. We celebrated Ginger's 21st.
I hadn't been to a 21st birthday in so long. I felt ancient.
No, Colby and I were like literal grandmas.
Did you take shots?
Certainly not.
Did someone hand me a shot? I don't remember. I don't think so. We drank soda water. Oh yeah, we got to the bar and Colby and I immediately realized like, okay, we cannot drink like this basically.
Yeah.
Because everybody there was basically like 10 years younger than us, essentially.
Sprightly.
Not even just our, like, it's like, you've been to McGarvey's before, like, you know the crowd that's there. Like, sometimes it's like us and our parents, and then the majority of the crowd is like 20 year olds, basically.
Yeah.
You know? And so Colby and I get there, and we're surrounded by my sister, all of her friends. My parents leave, my aunt and uncle leave, my cousin leaves, and then it's just Colby and I. And so I guess, like, since we're the oldest, we're just in charge. And so
Colby and I were like, I did not sign up for that.
I know. And then Colby and I were like, should we just, like, get soda water and just pretend like we have a drink? Because naturally, my sisters would have freaked out if they knew that we were just drinking water.
Well, of course.
So I was like, let's just get club soda and pretend like we're drinking tequila sodas. And of course, we get club sodas, and then my sisters are like, what are you drinking? And
we're like, tequila soda.
We're like, tequila soda. They were like, I love that.
It looks exactly the same, and no one's gonna ask you for a sip. Literally, when has anyone ever asked you for a sip of your tequila soda? Like, that's something that's like, okay, no, I'm good.
It's
like,
never happened.
Maybe I'll ask for a sip of someone's Aperol spritz because it, like, looks cute, but no one asks. Like, no one will ever know that you're lying.
It's a good trick, guys. If you want to avoid peer pressure, just get a club soda, tell them to put a lime in it. Lo and behold, you have a fake tequila soda.
Yeah, it might be easier to say vodka soda because I feel like tequila has such a distinct smell.
True.
That, like, if you really want to get away with it and you're a vodka and tequila drinker, like myself, I would go with vodka.
Yeah. If you're in a big bar, though, it just smells like a bar.
True.
Regardless, so.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyways, Colby and I, Irish exited at 11. Well, yeah. We actually didn't Irish. We considered Irishing, and then I was like, my sisters are going to kill me,
Adam,
if we Irish.
No, to be clear, Adam said, okay, should we Irish exit? And I said, yeah. So I put my drink down and walked to the other room. And then Adam's like, hold on, I'm going to go say bye. And then his sister's like, what? You're leaving?
And I was like, no, it's just Colby. She's Irish exiting.
My God. This doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, I probably looked so rude.
Yeah, and then Colby and I got home and watched the Benny drama show. And then...
You slept in the bed together. We slept
in the full bed.
And didn't touch.
And then we heard all the kids storm in.
Yeah, thank God. Honestly, we went upstairs when we did, though, because I would not have been able to face them.
No, they stormed in, like, within 15 minutes of Colby and I going upstairs after watching Benny drama.
Yeah.
And they just sounded amok.
They should have been. 21st birthday.
Correct.
Rip it up.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean,
no one was puking. Like, honestly, that was a tame 21st birthday in my book.
It was.
What did you do for your... Was I there for your 21st? Did I visit you?
What did I do for my 21st? I don't even know. I think I was a senior in college, wasn't I?
Yeah. You had just started your senior year.
Because I was a year younger.
Yeah, because we were, like, technically 22 the year that we graduated.
Yeah.
Right?
Well...
Yeah. Or yeah. I was turning 22.
The year that we graduated. Same with Adam.
Yeah. Colby and I are both, like, on the younger end of the grade.
Right.
So I think I was turning 22 the year that we graduated.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I did for my 21st birthday, though. I feel like I did something in D.C. I think that was when we went to Mad Hatter in D.C. Did you ever go to Mad Hatter?
No. You told me that... Oh, no. That was a different night because it's an 18 plus club. What was for your 18th birthday?
That was my 17th. Or 18th birthday, I think. Yeah. There was a 18 plus club in DC called Decades, which I think Colby you had heard of before.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I've been.
And yeah, and Decades has, like, a bunch of different floors that are all different vibes, and a lot of gays go there in DC.
Are they all different decades?
Different decades, exactly.
Oh,
how do you know?
I just put two and two together.
You're so smart.
I know.
And so I dragged a bunch of people from College Park to go to Decades. And the one rule is that you can't use a fake at Decades. They're like, it's 18 up. Just go in with your, you know, your real ID. And it's fine. Like, we just will pregame or, like, put little nips in our pants or something like that so we can have, like, drinks to bring in there. And of course, what does drunk Adam do the second he gets there is he's like, I'm going to use my fake ID and go in 21 plus. And then I give them my fake ID and then naturally I get kicked out. And so I literally dragged everybody from College Park to DC only to get kicked out of Decades. And so naturally everybody was very upset with me.
So where did you go?
We literally went back to College Park.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
It was such a buzzkill. I mean, because College Park was like 30 minutes away from...
Yeah, not too bad.
DC, but I think we had pre-gamed so much that we didn't even get to Decades until like... 12:31.
But
so
I bet the pregame was fun, and oftentimes the pregame's more fun than the actual
event
destination.
Yeah,
for sure. But I definitely had a lot of guilt for dragging people an hour of travel to DC and back.
Fair enough.
So, but that was my, I think, 17th or 18th.
One you don't remember what you did for your 21st?
Your 18th, because you would have needed a fake ID to get in.
You're so right. So I think that must have been my 18th. And then 21, I really can't remember what I did. I really think we had a party at Mad Hatter. Like, I think I dragged all of the people in DC to Mad Hatter or in College Park. And that was when I was in my era of shoving people. Yeah, you know, I just love to.
No, it's kind of
you
like,
love to tussle.
I love to tussle.
It's kind of like an intrusive thought that you just, you're like, well, what would happen if I did this? And then you just did it. Like, I have weird intrusive thoughts all the time. Like, we had gotten in full glam at Brooke's house for the wedding this weekend. Full glam. Like, we had gotten our hair done. Like, I could not have had more thought put into my look for this day. And I had this like intrusive thought, like, what if I just threw myself into Brooke's pool right now? And it kept coming into my head. I'm like, what if I just would
hit him happen? With a can opener?
No, I'm like, what would happen if I just threw myself into the pool? And like, what would they do? What would the girls do? What would they do? You know?
I really wish you did that so badly.
But then I was like, but like, what would I do? Because then we'd have to go to the wedding and I'd be soaked and my hair would be a wreck. Like, but I just had this like very clear intrusive thought. So you had a very clear intrusive thought.
Yeah.
Let me just shove this man. And luckily you still
and
have.
And you acted on it.
That no, is guys, mean.
I really had a God complex once I started getting friends. Like when in junior and senior year, once I started getting popular and I like had all these people around me that like I could just do whatever I wanted and they were just like still protective of me. I was like, I am basically
you were like,
God.
This is how it feels.
I was like, this is how it feels to be popular.
This and is your like yes. villain origin story.
No, that was. But then luckily.
You're on top of the world.
Luckily, guys, I mellowed out. We're normal now.
Yeah, Adam's a nice guy now.
I'm nice.
Something happened to you in college. I don't know.
No, it was
doesn't
not
wrestle.
A good, not a good version of me. But we're good now. I also remember I was like the ringleader of my business fraternity.
Oh. Sounds like you would be if you're pushing God. People.
God is with us.
People used to be literally, I used to be the target for everything because I had one of those apartments.
Doesn't you would, sound like it.
No, I was. I was the target of everything.
You like, were the target or
everybody
you were
would target
targeting
me
people?
I was kind of the one in charge. Like I was in the position of power.
Right,
and so
you're God.
And so people would come for me.
No, this
junior,
is literally,
junior and senior year when you were God, people would come to you.
This is literally his villain origin story.
No, guys, like it was bad. Like there used to be meetings about me. Like bad meetings because oh. it was because of my apartment because I lived in the did you guys ever have apartments that were like passed down through
people were
like
God
yeah,
cannot live in this dump.
It was like literally a dump though. It was like the stupidest apartment ever. It was called 1230 and so 1230 was the apartment that was passed down through like people within the business fraternity that I was in. And so I lived in 1230. And so that was like the highest honor of the business fraternity.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But the expectation was that if you lived in 1230, that you would have parties for everybody. So I would only invite specific people and my friends
so you're clicky.
To the parties. So yes, I was accidentally creating a clique. And so then the other half of the business fraternity that wasn't getting invited to the apartment were naturally upset with me.
Well, yeah, because you pretty much said, yes, I will throw the parties by taking the apartment.
Well,
yes.
See, in my mind, I was like, I don't know why I would be expected to invite people that I'm not friends with to my apartment.
Because you're in a group for socializing and you live in the socialization quarters, such as Katie.
I did the same exact thing. I had like the house that was everyone expected
Katie's
to have the parties.
My bedroom was even on the party floor.
My bedroom, I shared a bathroom with like I had like the main bathroom in my room. Like I could not keep a rug white. I swear to God, because every time we threw even one party, some frat boy would track mud with their big Timberland boots through my bedroom. Into
See,
the
that's
bathroom.
What I'm saying. Like, I didn't want that in my space.
Yeah, but I signed up for it because we did get the best house. Like, it was huge.
Yeah.
It was, like, a three-story home that, like, I don't know if I will have a house that large ever again.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
It was.
So, it was an honor, and therefore, I had to have parties, and I went hard on the parties. So, I was the perfect person, too,
Similarly,
to
get selected for cool off-campus housing was a similar honor, I
right,
would say.
But, like, the thing is, I could have said no, and like people did. Like people that the house was passed down to, our house was called 603. 603 was passed down to like people that, you know, had a certain GG big or whatever. And people said no. People were like, no, I do not want to live there because I don't want to throw parties and I don't want my room to be a mess and like whatever.
That's so funny.
And so
Meanwhile, I was like, yes, I will live there and I
will. It was for the strong.
And I will not throw parties.
Yeah, for so you guys. You're the worst kind of person.
Okay, but also you had a house. Like, we had an apartment.
Yeah, okay, it is different.
And it was small. Like, our apartment was literally like the size of this, basically. And like, people would expect us to have 100 and plus person parties. Like, that's just not feasible.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, never forget when I threw a birthday party for you in my studio apartment and you were like, you had 100 friends.
There were a lot of people.
I didn't realize you had that many friends.
I don't think I did either.
Like, Adam's party was so body to body in my studio apartment that he had to climb up the stairs. Like, I had a loft and he climbed up the stairs and was hanging off the side of the step to give an announcement as far as like where we were going next. Like,
I remember this.
He like was scaling the side of, like, could have fallen. I gave
my commencement speech.
The thing is though, if you would have fallen, you would have crowd surfed. Like, it would have been fine because there's so many people in the apartment.
He's like, damn, I wish I did that.
I'm thinking back to how good the video would have been. Because somebody took a video and it's like the zoom in of me giving this speech and then the zoom out and you can see all of the people.
Literally body on body on body. And I, like, I don't even know how we had that
many
people.
Where did we even go?
Miss You. That was when we were doing a bunch of parties at Miss You.
Every occasion ever.
And then we got so tired of it. We were like, literally, fuck this place.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We are incapable of becoming regulars anywhere, I feel like, because we get sick of places.
We do.
Or like, just feel like we should try a new spot.
Yeah, like, I can't think of one place we've consistently gone for all, like, 7 years we've lived in the city.
The only place I'm a regular is Jack's Coffee.
Yeah, but that's, like, understandable because it's a coffee place.
Right.
But, like, a bar? I can't think of one bar I've been going to for 7 years.
No.
Like, like, consistently.
No. Where they just know me and what I order.
Yeah.
No. Just my coffee place. She knows my order. She calls me a regular. She starts making my coffee sometimes. And she's like, sorry, she's a regular. I'm like, oh. But then I still have to wait in line to pay. But my coffee's ready at least.
I love that for you.
Anyway.
What else do we got this
week? Well, let's talk about the weddings.
Yeah, we didn't even get to weddings. Yeah. I don't even know how we got on this topic of conversation.
I don't either.
21st birthday.
Right.
And you can't remember what you did.
I really can't, to save my life.
I was in Florence, if anyone's wondering.
I was home and went to Boston, but like all my friends had been 21 for so long that it was, and I had a fake ID. So it's just like, yay. Now he cannot go out and not be worried about the last person not getting in.
I wish I could remember.
Well, I'm glad that our 21st birthdays were not like the best day of our lives. We've just continued to
level up. No, we like drinking. We're in a good drinking era right now.
It's true.
Yeah, we're happy drinkers.
Yeah.
We had a lovely Aperol Spritz at Aquarelle too last week.
Yeah, we had one Aperol Spritz and that was my drink of the night. And then I started drinking.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Water. Yeah, we're not drinking to excess anymore. We're drinking to
speak
enjoy
for yourself,
it.
Girl. Speak for yourself.
Well, at least I am. I'm drinking to enjoy it.
That's fair.
Because I drank a lot over the weekend after I said that I wasn't going to drink a lot
Colby
at this
was
wedding.
Like, I'm not drinking at the wedding. And then Colby in the car on Sunday was like down bad. Like,
I was just like, having too much fun.
Colby was sunglasses on, hunched over. Also, when I walk into the car rental place to pick up the car, there's literally like the hunchback of Notre Dame in the corner surrounded by bags, just like sunglasses on, leaned over on her phone. And I'm like, Colby?
And the guy blew up my spot. I had gotten there like 2 minutes prior. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to sit over here. I'm waiting for my friend who has the reservation. He goes, Adam? And I was like, yeah, is he here? And he was like, no.
Colby's like,
is
he here?
The only reservation of the day, I guess. And I was like, okay, just going to sit here.
Mind you, it's very funny that Colby's asking if Adam was there because this place literally has like one chair in it and it's completely barren.
No, well, then I thought maybe you were in the car. I thought he had like brought you somewhere.
Colby thought I was like hiding in the back closet.
Yeah, surprise.
No. And then I walk in and this guy's like, Adam's here, Colby.
Wow. He really makes the most of his job, that guy.
No, he does. And then he was like, oh, she just got here. And I was like, dude, you were supposed to say I've been waiting here for 20 minutes.
But it was very funny. And then we drove back. And then I was the one who was down bad in the car. Colby was yapping up a storm. And I like literally could not think straight, couldn't speak. Like, I was not.
Mind you, I went into this car ride saying I wasn't going to say a word. And I was just going to sit there.
And then Colby was yappy.
Well, sometimes yapping is the way to get through it. Yeah. Like, we took the Long Island Railroad home.
It's a tongue twister.
And I honestly like didn't think I had much to say because I'd been with, it was Danielle, Jack, and I on the train. I feel like I'd already like said everything I needed to say. Like, we'd been together the whole weekend, and yet I still came up with more things to share with the class. And I could tell they were both annoyed with me. I was like, I should probably shut up.
That's a good quality to have, though. You always need somebody who has like always has something to talk about.
I always had some. I had so many things. Well, because we were reflecting on the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, as one does. Like, of course, you're going to talk about like your favorite parts. And,
okay,
like,
so talking about the wedding, what were your favorite parts?
So I went to Jazz and Kevin's royal wedding. It's crazy how much it's blown up on social media. Like, I'm so happy for them that their special day is such a spectacle. Like,
absolutely insane.
I mean, she definitely was keeping the people fed with her TikToks. Like, mm-hmm. I am so impressed with how much content she was able to pump out during, and all the bridesmaids too. Like, everyone was on it. Even like the staff, like the photographers, like everyone was like posting TikToks like in real time. I felt like I was literally there. And yet I was like even more there than I already was. Like,
yeah. We were talking about that at work today. We were like, I felt like I was there.
No, but like I was there, and yet I felt like I was like literally a bridesmaid. Like, the amount of stuff that I was able to see from the TikToks plus being there, it was like, it was such an experience. And I honestly really like don't have, it's one of those weddings that like I felt so good leaving because I was like, I'm so happy for the couple, first of all. And second of all, like, I don't have many notes, like, if anything. Like, I just felt like everything was perfect.
It was just like a normal, fun wedding.
It looked gorgeous.
It wasn't one of those weddings where, like, someone gave, like, a really terrible speech or, like, something just was, like,
the food was
kind
bad.
Of, like a little bit of, like, a, ooh, which I hate feeling that way because it's someone's special day. Like, you should never really, like, fixate on the bad stuff. But, like, of course, I'm thinking personally, like, when I eventually have my wedding, like, you know, what things will I do differently? Because that's just naturally how you're wired to compare things, right? Anyway, but I have to say, like, really no notes. Like, if anything, I wish that it was longer. Like, the night was, you know how I am. I didn't want to leave. I was like, wait, what? It's
over? The party's
over?
Ending?
It's 2 a.m.? What? Like, I could have stayed there all night.
I feel like at fun weddings, like, that's the vibe. No, like, the clock strikes you and you're like, no, no, no.
That's the sign of a great party.
No, I didn't want to leave, but it was incredible. I'm so happy for them. Like, everything was great. I really feel like people are like expecting there to be like major tea from this wedding because there's so many influencers and like so many people from like different friend groups and stuff, because Jazz is friends with so many people. And like, I truly mean this. I'm not just saying this because it's like a public podcast. Like, there is no tea. Nothing went wrong to my knowledge. Like, no one was like, everyone was so great and normal. And like, the thing is, you think like everyone would be on their phones, like not the case. Like, everyone was so present, which is why I'm so like impressed with Jazz for posting all this content, because like, I didn't even see her on her phone once. Like, I swear.
So well, I loved her video of like the content planning that went into it, and her spreadsheet with all the inspiration, and all she had to do was kind of memorize the lines. And then her assistant was just kind of like recording and just telling her like, okay, we're doing this one with the sound, and she'd already memorized the lines. So it was like so easy for them to just make the content and the assistant to just post it on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, so smart.
Girl is a marketing genius. And it worked. Like, that's literally the vibe. Like, somebody at work today was talking about that wedding. Like,
I mean, it's,
it was like, it's all over my TikTok.
It's been posted like everywhere too. I just feel like also it's given people like new ideas of how to do social media content, like for, if you want to, like, not everyone obviously wants their wedding on social media and like posting, but like, if you are to like do that, getting an assistant for the day of like might be nice. Mm-hmm. Or like having, like, people are now hiring, this isn't just her, but like hiring people that are just doing social media content.
Yeah.
Like, sure, you're going to have like your professional photographer, but you're also going to have someone doing social media content for you, like on iPhone, which is nice. Or like running your stories for the day so you don't have to deal with it. Like,
I would love to pick that up as a side gig.
I think you'd be so good at
it. To
be
a wedding content creator.
You totally should. And you could probably charge like
good money for that. Yeah, if anybody wants me to do it, I have a good eye.
Should we start a side hustle?
Yeah.
I can be your manager.
Okay.
Well, you're going to do it for me.
Perfect.
Eventually, but
that's pro bono.
There will be more before that. But the second thing that I was really thinking, or maybe, I don't know how many things I've listed that I loved, but like the fact that she announced / posted her dress immediately, and each of them immediately, it was nice. She knew her audience of like of her guests, because we were all like, a lot of us, you know, posting our lives on social media. I am always so fearful of accidentally like blowing up someone's spot, posting something, like not even just weddings. Like,
yeah,
if I'm like going to an event or something for someone, or someone's birthday, I don't want to post like their outfit before they're ready to post their outfit. Like, mm-hmm. they should be the ones to like, and especially with a bride, you don't want to post her dress before she's posted it. Like, that's like the biggest faux pas. Like, you don't do that. So the fact that she was posting, like, I saw her dress before I even saw her walk down the aisle, which was interesting, but like, I love that for her. Cause then there was no worries of like, if someone is to like
post, take a picture, take a video.
Not that it's the most important thing of the day again, but like, it is kind of nice. Like, I now I'm thinking, cause I was always under the impression like, oh, you know, I'd have like a social media embargo. No one can post the wedding till I've posted. But then I'm like, well, if you have someone, the assistant / the content person, you could just kind of post in real time. And it's like, not any less special for you, because you're still so in the moment.
Also, like, she'll have that content for the rest of her life, and I feel like I love like the iPhone like videos and photography. I feel like it's like so much more natural and fun and in the moment. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I feel like I would want to have long term.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I saw Eli Rallo post something talking about her wedding that she's planning, and I completely agree. She's like, I have the list of portraits and staged photos that I want, but other than that, I just want candids. Like, I'm not spending hours doing staged photos, which I completely agree with. I hate staged photos.
Same.
So why would I take
any
hours taking different family portraits and different staged things? I want a couple and then just candid.
Right, because I guess like, where are they going? Like, you know, like where I feel like there was a time when people would print out every single photo they took at their wedding and have them scattered all over their house.
Yeah.
Or like gallery walls up the stairs, you know? Like, I know people growing up that would have.
Yeah.
My parents don't have wedding photos, so like, I never even like saw like my parents' wedding day. But like, I know that a bunch of people growing up like had wedding photos everywhere. And it's just, people don't really do that. Like, they'll do it like for maybe one, like their favorite.
Yeah.
And I just like don't see them as much.
I feel like the printouts are more literally to give to your parents, grandparents, family members.
For the older generation, which makes total sense. And of course you want photos, like if your grandparents are still with you, like you want photos of them, like, and stuff like that. But like, I feel like when it gets like excessive is like so many different photos of you and your husband, mm-hmm. like in various locations.
Yeah.
And it's like,
What's the point? And what are you going to do with them?
Like, one's enough. And like, get pictures of me walking down the aisle. Sure. Right. Like, great. Perfect. In the moment. But like the post ones, I don't know how many I really need.
I love the like whimsical looking candids, which I guess could be considered staged, but it's not like a staged portrait sitting. That's one what person I'm picturing, standing, yeah. whatever. Like, that's not my vibe.
Yeah.
Also, like, I haven't even seen the professional. I mean, I guess this is more like for the couple, obviously, but I haven't even seen professional photos of like the weddings that we've been to together, really.
Yeah, because it's for like them. Yeah. I feel like. Yeah.
And also, like, our one friend whose wedding we went to most recently, I think she told me that their wedding photo timeline is like 12 weeks.
No, that's what, like, they all are.
Which is crazy.
You get the preview of however many photos you agree to in the contract up front. If it's like 50 photos that you get turned around quickly within maybe a week,
yeah,
3-5 days, and then you get the full run within a couple of months, which is why then people do those huge recaps months later, yeah. and it's like 3 different posts usually, I feel like,
yeah,
of the aesthetic, and then all, because then they have all the photos back.
I will say, I never tire of those posts.
Me neither.
So, like, even if they're posted like months later because someone didn't get the photos, like, or like, I never tire of seeing them. And I know some people are like, oh, I'm sorry to like post more wedding content. I'm like, no, please don't apologize. Like, yeah. I love it.
Like, I want to relive it. So I need some way to relive it in photos.
I love seeing like when people lay out their invitation suite and you can see like all the details. I love like all like seeing an up close visual of the shoes, and like I am like so nosy. Yeah. I need to know everything. So
I know. I can't wait to see pictures from those weddings. Like, we've been to so many fun, amazing weddings lately.
I know.
And I'm just so, it makes me so depressed that we're never going to be able to do those again.
Yeah.
Those, well, luckily ones. We have a lot left.
We have so many to come.
We do, but it's like, guys, like, eventually we're not. And then what?
Oh, don't say that.
Well, guys, no, like,
how lucky are we to have experienced them in the first place?
You're going
to
make me so cry.
And you know what? Then all the people that are getting married that we like loved the wedding are going to have kids. And then there's going to be another, hopefully we'll be invited to those. And then it's just going to continue. It's like a domino.
I think we all need to have like 5, 10, 15-year anniversary parties also. Like, there needs to be a cadence and it needs to be frequent. I'm down for 1-year
anniversary party.
Yeah.
Do people do those?
I
guess they do, right?
I've honestly been to a few of my friends' parents.
20 years, 50
like
years.
Like the big milestones. Like.
My friend's parents did a 25 year that I went to. And it was like a massive thing. It was like basically a wedding, essentially.
What's the gift? You know how like every milestone, there's like a present you're supposed to give your spouse? Like, it's like your ruby anniversary or your paper.
Is it like each year you're supposed to get a specific themed gift?
It's at least for big milestones.
Oh yeah, your first anniversary is paper, second is cotton, third is leather, fourth is fruit or flowers.
Oh,
that one kind of feels a little bit
fruit or flowers.
Like, people don't abide by those ones.
No. Fourth year they're like, we've spent a lot of money, let's just do fruit or flowers. Then fifth is wood, sixth is candy or iron. I'm gonna look at 25th.
Like, do your parents do this?
25th is silver.
Oh,
17th is furniture. I'll be remembering that one. You guys know how I feel. Oh, 36th is antiques.
Oh my god, he's so excited for 17th.
It only goes up to 60th. What happens after 61?
You're dead.
You're dead. 60th anniversary is
your heavenly anniversary.
60th is diamond.
Whoa,
gorgeous.
Dude, you gotta wait a long time.
Gotta wait a long time for your next diamond.
I can't wait to have a diamond on this finger. I gotta find a boyfriend first, but...
Do you envision... Well, I just saw our good friend Hayden.
I was just thinking about
guest
that.
Guest of the podcast. So cute.
Engaged. Congratulations,
so
Hayden.
So excited for him.
Do you envision having... I know we've talked about this, but like, have you thought about it? Like, what you would want for a ring?
Yeah, like, I love his, but I think I want like a circle of... what's the kind of diamond that I like?
A circle of a ring.
I think I want a circle of like marquee diamonds. Like, I want like an eternity band basically of diamonds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
But something that's like kind of small.
Yeah.
Like either like all marquee diamonds or all, even like maybe I'd try on like a baguette. I don't know. I've never even tried anything on.
What?
Isn't that what it's called? A baguette diamonds?
Yes.
A baguette? I've never heard of that.
Colby,
what's a baguette? diamond.
Is it not that?
Baguette is a diamond shape.
Of what?
Kobe, no, how do you, I feel like
a diamond.
I'm embarrassed you don't know that, because what if I'm wrong?
No, I think baguettes are on either side of...
No, it's like this.
Yeah, they're like thin, right? Or like long.
I've never heard that term before. Baguette cut. Oh, that's what Hayden got.
Baguettes on a ring refer to elongated rectangular shaped diamonds or gemstones, often used as accent stones. Yeah, no, I knew what you were talking about.
I had no idea.
Colby literally was like, literally what the hell, like, are you talking
about? I thought you were talking about a bezel.
No.
I do enjoy a bezel. But I enjoy everything, every diamond I see. I really have not seen someone's ring and thought, oh my God, that's so ugly. Like, I really do like everything I see.
Like, I think I just want, like, a cute little, like, eternity band. But I don't know. I also want something that, like, isn't too crazy. Like, I kind of like, no, I don't know. I need to try some stuff on.
You want something kind of thin, right? Like, not too, like, yeah, I'm thinking, I don't want anything like, bulky. Because,
like, chunky. I mean, look, even look at my, like, aura ring. Like, let's say this is on my ring finger. Like, that's, like, too big.
Too big. Because you've, like,
I have dainty fingers.
You have piano fingers.
That would look insane on mine.
And I think I kind of want, like, a little small, like, Cartier love ring also. So I think I might want to stack two rings on
top. So that would be, like, your wedding band.
Yeah.
That you'd stack on top or underneath or wherever it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this.
I got to try some stuff on. But, I mean, I got to find a boyfriend first.
Oh, I can't believe I just learned what a baguette is. I always thought those were called trapezoids.
The way that Colby was literally like, you idiot.
No, I literally was like, what is that?
Well, there's so many terms of rings that I don't know. Like, I don't know what cushion means. I don't know. Like, there's things I think I know. I think I know what they mean, but I don't.
Yeah. I've always been an emerald person and, like, loved them. But I'm recently really loving elongated cushions.
I don't even know what that is.
But I don't know.
Is a cushion, it's, like, rounded edges, right?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like a softer look. Either, like, something more round...
Okay, elongated cushion's pretty.
Okay, it could work.
Literally all these are lab grown. It's kind of crazy how lab grown is like the norm now.
Guys, your weddings that you went to, how were they?
Beautiful.
I was just yapping about Jazz's, but how were yours?
I feel like mine was the same as yours. It was like just such like a nice wedding. Like mine, the highlight was the food, because it was at, so my friend's family has a restaurant, which is what it was hosted at. And so naturally I knew the food was going to be amazing. And they were walking around with spoons of caviar. I literally made the chick like park next to me. I was like, hey girl, like you don't actually need to go and serve that to anybody else. Like you can just stay right here. I literally, at one point, I think I took a picture. I had like 7 spoons of caviar on my little napkin.
Colby tried caviar the other day.
I did. Well, I had had it before, but oh, well, I hadn't had it.
Why were you so against?
Because the variety or the medium of eating it was freaking me out. It just looked like a lot.
I would see why Colby wouldn't like it, but I feel like it's because I kind of consider it like a condiment.
Yeah.
Like it's like something that like supplements food.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
the thing, I don't not like it, but I would never go out of my way to eat it.
Yeah, I mean, it's exorbitantly expensive. Like, I'm way too cheap to just buy caviar on, like, a normal day.
Oh, but,
like,
but I also, like, wouldn't just help myself. If it was out, I wouldn't feel... I might have a taste, but I also wouldn't be like, oh, my God, there's caviar. I have to go eat it.
Yeah. I feel like if you're somebody who likes salty food, then it's, like, such a good... Like, I love it on, like, a chip or a chicken nugget or... Yeah.
A chicken nugget?
Chicken nugget.
I've eaten those.
For the Super Bowl party, actually, my contribution was caviar, and we ate it on chicken nuggets, and it was so good.
Okay, I need to try this.
It's like my favorite way to eat it, because I love my chicken, my protein plus my caviar.
Okay.
You can actually, they always have it for sale at Whole Foods. So if you want to just try it, like for a pretty decent price, like you can just go to Whole Foods and get the caviar that they have there, and it's very fresh and pretty good. And you can get it if it's like on sale, which it normally is. If you scan your Amazon Prime code, you get an extra 10% off.
Oh, influencer.
Don't worry, guys. I'm actually, that I shouldn't have said that. I hope you cut that out. I can't let the people know my secrets.
Okay, so the caviar was great. The food was great at the wedding.
Food was insane. They literally carved out an entire lobster and were bringing it around with like little toothpicks. Like eat pieces of the lobster. That was amazing. They had a sushi bar. They had one of those giant cheese wheels where you can carve your own parmesan with balsamic. And guys, like, the food was just, like, so amazing. They had this oyster bar with the biggest oysters I've ever seen in my entire life, like, bigger than these cookies.
Oh, big oysters kind of, like, freaked me out.
Oysters are bigger than my hand.
Not gonna lie, they kind of freaked me out. I like the little cute ones.
To clarify, I did not eat them. Like, they freaked me out. Like, it's too much. And, like, you eat the oyster and you're like, this thing is massive. Like, yeah. I cut the shit out of my mouth because the shell was so big.
Oh.
So, anyways, food was amazing. And it was, like, one of those weddings where I'm, like, a lot of friends from college that I hadn't seen in forever that maybe had moved to the city, but their lives have, like, taken different forks or directions, or I, like, haven't seen them as recently. So, like, the table that I was sat at, it was, like, me, Alex, and then two of my other really good friends who Colby and I drove back with. And then it was a bunch of people that I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, just one of those where you're like, holy shit, like, we used to hang out all the time at the, like, early city years and in college. And now, like, this is where your life path has taken you. It was just one of those where it was, like, very interesting.
Isn't that always crazy? And it, like, makes you feel kind of, like, sad in a way.
It's nostalgic.
Like, nostalgic, like, happy that you're all together, but also, like, oh, my God, I've missed so much, you know? Like,
no, literally, that's how I felt.
Like, that's how I feel when I'm with, like, all of our college friends that, like, don't live in the city.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, like,
we're living parallel lives.
Yeah, but it's not, like, I think sad is the wrong word. It's just kind of, like, an ache that, like, oh, my God, I used to see you every day, and now I don't anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's kind of sad, but, like, also happy because you're happy for them.
Yeah. But it was just like a crazy feeling. I was like, I can't believe we're as old as we are. Like, graduated whatever it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody's kind of lived their own last 7 years. So I was just like, whoa, this is crazy.
Wow.
I was so ready to get back to the city. I was like, I can't be here anymore. This is overwhelming me.
The car ride was the longest 3 hours I've ever had.
How was your wedding, Cole?
Oh, it was gorgeous. The welcome party similarly had a cheese station, but it was mozzarella and it was like DIY, whatever. And then we went out in downtown Annapolis after the welcome party. I ran into Adam's brother on the street.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wait, that's so funny. And then whatever, stayed out too late Friday, woke up Saturday. Went and got coffee somewhere by the hotel that we were staying at, which wasn't downtown, and then got ready for the wedding. And the wedding was so stunning. Not a detail overlooked. I don't know if I was even, like, hungover. I was so tired.
You just feel so drained.
Yeah.
Like, your social battery and... there's just, it's overstimulating, like, just so much to look at. Like, that's, like, I'm just talking weddings in general. Like, that's just how I feel after any wedding. It's just, there's so much to look at.
It's also, like, you have to talk so much. And it's, you don't always know the people that you're sitting with. I mean, luckily, I was pretty much with people that I see all the time. So, it was fine. But we had some people at our table that I hadn't seen in a while. So, then it's, like, playing catch up with people, and then you see the family members that you know, and you have to have the whole catch up conversation with them, which is great, but it's a lot of just being on. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And also, if it's not a wedding where it's like your best friend, then the odds of you just being around a lot of people that maybe, like, you know, haven't seen in a while and have to, like, catch up with and do small talk, like, it's like a lot of small talk, you know?
True.
Like, some of our recent weddings where it's been like a couple of, like, our besties, I feel like those are the best because it's like you're with the people that, like, you see all the time.
You're already caught up.
Already caught up. You can just, like, enjoy the vibes.
And you're comfortable because you're spending a whole weekend surrounded by this event. So it's like the welcome party, you're doing that. And then the next day, if you're not, like, I've gone to weddings where I pretty much knew the bride and groom and, like, a couple of other people. So then you're kind of having to, like, fend for yourself for the whole weekend. So it's like you're either making friends to have to fill your holes in your schedule with, or, like, being by yourself, which, like, I have opted to, like, try and make friends, but then it's like, okay, I just spent a whole weekend socializing and haven't had a second to, like, recharge. So then the second that you're alone with your thoughts, it's just like, oh my God, I'm exhausted.
It's just a lot, but it's a good a lot.
No, it is. I, like, love weddings.
I love going to them.
I love.
But I always do feel very drained afterwards. But I think that's natural.
A common theme.
Yeah, I feel like most people would think that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Producer Adam.
Can we do one question? We haven't done advice for 2 weeks.
Approved.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You're welcome, everyone who's written in. I'm advocating for you.
Sometimes we just get carried away and we just yap.
This one is a good subject line, so I feel like
it's
going to be a good one. My best friend chose the plot twist. Now I don't know if I can trust her. Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Longtime listener here, your show is my favorite part of the week, but I've never written in until now. I'm torn about a friendship I used to consider unshakable. Let's call my friend Claire. She was with her fiance Josh for 5 years. We all thought they'd be the couple that made it. A couple months into their engagement, so they're engaged, Claire started having an affair with Ryan, Josh's former college roommate and one of his closest friends. They were all part of the same tight-knit college friend group. Claire and Ryan are now publicly dating, and it's shaken everyone. My entire friend group is uncomfortable with how it went down. Josh was blindsided and heartbroken. No one really trusts Claire anymore, not just because she cheated, but because she crossed a serious moral line by getting involved with someone so close to her ex. It feels like the ultimate betrayal. Claire and I have always been close, but now I don't know how to feel. Part of me wants to be understanding, but the other part wonders if someone capable of doing that is really the kind of friend that I want to keep close. Every time I see her with Ryan, I get this weird mix of ick and sadness. He also sucks. How do I approach my friendship with her moving forward? Am I being judgmental or am I protecting my energy? Is it wrong to distance myself when I don't respect how things unfolded? Would love to hear your thoughts on this one because I'm spiraling. Thanks for everything you do, XX, a conflicted friend.
I feel like she got to protect her peace.
Yeah.
Right?
Oof. That's juicy, honestly.
It's so tea that she was cheating with his former college roommate and one of his closest friends. Like, how do you get away with
that? This is one of those situations where it's like these two have to get married or it's unforgivable on all fronts.
Or it's like, what was the point?
Right.
Literally, what was the point?
That too.
Like, why blow up your entire life for that?
I just can't imagine like having a spark so strong with like my fiance's best friend slash college roommate that I would like need, like I feel like I would have to like break up with him before. How do people cheat? I'll never get it.
Seems like a lust situation where you probably could cut the sexual tension with a knife, and she was like, I need to, one of them finally decided to act on it, and then it was one of those things where it was like, oh my god, I can't believe we did that.
But the fallout,
and then they had like, to just keep going back.
It's just like, if you think about how much you have to lose, and like you will lose if you do that, like she must have known, like, dear listener, Claire knew what she was doing, like, or she must now know that in doing what she did, she will lose friends. So I honestly
that's like a decision you think about. Yeah, because
how could you trust her knowing she did that to her fiance,
who
she was planning to spend her life with?
No, I just feel like she's a shady person. Like, if you're capable of doing that, blindsiding your fiance, like shaking up your entire friend group, making it awkward for everybody involved, like
such a selfish decision.
You're a bad person, and you don't need to even give her an explanation.
No,
as to why you're distancing / cutting her out. It's honestly getting
Something Borrowed.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, Something Borrowed. Colby's favorite, Jennifer Goodwin. She loves.
Oh. I love her so much.
Colby hates Jennifer Goodwin for no reason. No, but honestly, I think
she just plays like this character.
Yeah, she's
every
kind of
show.
Kind of insufferable in every movie that.
Yeah,
it's not her. It's like the character she plays.
Right.
But okay, with this, if Claire reaches out to you, dear listener, I literally think you could just like lay it on her. Like if you
yeah, she
distance,
needs to be put in her place
when you distance from her successfully, and you feel like you're like a safe distance away. I would literally, like, this doesn't even require an in-person conversation. You two just yawned. You guys are so annoying right now.
I caught Adam's yawn.
Our listeners are like, Jesus, can't they stay awake for one question? I think you can literally lay it on her, like nice, thoughtfully written out note, indented with like all the reasons why she sucks, and I think it's perfectly warranted to just send that to her if she reaches out.
She needs to know.
Yeah,
maybe I'm being like harsh, but I just cannot with cheaters, and especially cheaters who don't think about their friends and the whole ecosystem of their social circle when they do something like this. That's so selfish.
Okay, like, so let's just say I was dating a guy who was one of our friends.
Yeah,
and then I cheated on him with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
that
you guys
was
are,
his best friend.
Yes,
but his best friend.
Yes, but you guys are like closer to me. Like, I'm the one you're loyal to. So like, what do you guys say? Do you say anything to me?
I would hear you out on your reasoning, and this is what I was gonna say before is, in my opinion, cheating is completely different than having an affair. And so an affair, obviously, that means it's happened multiple times.
Oh, I didn't know that that's the difference.
I thought an affair is just like...
No, affair is, you're right.
Yeah. Like, you're right. Affairs, to me, are like, you've been sticking around for a while. There's more of like underlying things going on. Cheating, like once or twice, whatever. If she cheated on him with this guy and she copped to it and was like, I don't know why I did this, like, let's go to therapy, let's work it out. Like, that's a completely different situation than her having an affair with this guy and just expecting nothing to come of it, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Or just not doing anything about it.
Yeah. I don't know, Adam, like, I'm still stuck on what you said, if it was you.
So, are you having the affair or you're cheating?
He's having an affair.
Yeah, I'm having an affair.
He's the same exact position as... We're putting him in the same exact position. Like, he is having an affair with his boyfriend or his fiance's... Best friend.
But I tell you guys, like, I think I'm in love.
You told us, but you haven't told him.
Yeah.
I would be so mad at you.
But I'm like, guys, I literally think I'm in love with my fiance's best friend. But
tough noogies. You freaking cheated before. You should have that conversation. I just cannot.
But I said, guys, it just happened. Like, the sparks were flying.
One time, yeah. Right?
It happened one time, but I want to do it again.
Okay, so that's not an affair.
That happened twice.
Twice still, I think you could. It happened once, I said it wouldn't happen again. It happened twice, and I still feel like I want to do it again.
It happened 23 times, and I'm coming clean.
Then I would be, if it happened 23 times,
I'd be really mad at you.
Like, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you did that to Ben. I don't know why that name just came to mind. And
I don't want him to be Ben.
Okay. I can't believe you did that to Josh.
Could it be Austin?
Okay, Austin.
Oh, you think Austin's a hot name?
Yeah, Austin's a cuter.
So is Austin your future
fiance? The names
fiances?
That were like top of mind, I was like Ben, because I just was looking at something of Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet.
Like,
on
I feel like
sidelines.
I'd like a Brett or an Austin.
Okay,
a Timmy.
Hey, you're still cheating on him.
I don't like Timmy.
Okay.
You're still cheating on him, so.
I'll cheat on Brett with Austin.
Okay, fine.
So, oh my God, Adam, I can't believe that you would do that to Brett. Have you told him? You say no.
No, I haven't told Brett. I'm in love with Austin.
But when are you going to tell him? Because you have to.
But Colby,
and are
I'm
you
like
and Austin
so
going
scared.
To tell him together?
No, we can't. I'm so scared. I think I just need to end it with Brett.
And then someday step out with Austin?
And then, yeah, like Austin and I might be destined to be together. But how do we tell Brett?
You're a pussy.
Wow, this has been a really fun role play. I would give you the freaking cold shoulder, and I'd be pissed at you.
I feel like Colby's a little bit more understanding as a friend than you
are. I'm not. I am not understanding, because this is a fucked up situation. Like, this is crazy, and you have such
but
a good
Katie,
heart.
But
Katie,
I'm
would
in
not
love with Austin.
You would
I'm
not
solution,
do this.
I'm solution-oriented, it's because one, something has to be resolved here.
Can I just say, like, if Claire, the friend that cheated, like, was just flirty with... fiance's best friend, like, that's still fucked up, but that's not technically, like, flirting is like a different level than actually having a full-blown affair. Like, you have to be kind of narcissistic to be able to think that you're going to be able to come out on the other side of an affair.
Yeah,
like,
Austin 100%. And I are fucking for
yeah like
sure.
That's so crazy, and like, I would be so mad at you if you were doing that. And like,
but Katie,
I would question you as a person. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being aggressive, but she just sounds terrible.
Now that I'm the girl, I don't know. I'm having a different opinion.
Yeah, it's you now.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, she must really love it. Again, to Colby's point, like, if they don't get married, like, what was it all for? Literally, what was it all for?
That's like the only excuse is if they get married.
They're together forever. And
otherwise, they can live on their island of being cheaters.
Do you ever think about, like, how many, like, I just think about, like, all the couples that the first couples that I really knew of, like, in my young years of, like, my friends' parents, like, and we had, like, this really close-knit group and, like, in our town, and, like, you know, you'd always hang out with them and you'd see them, and I wonder if any of those couples were a product of cheating. Like,
oh,
you don't think
sure.
that way as a kid when you're growing up, but, like, I wonder if, and you don't also, if you move to a new town, you don't really have to tell anybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to alert the authorities, like, I'm a cheater. But like, I wonder if any of like the couples that I looked at, like the parents of my friends that I was like, oh my God, I love them. Like they have such a great marriage. Like, what if they were cheaters?
No, isn't it kind of
really
funny
when never you know what goes on behind closed doors?
But you grow up and like the fourth wall gets broken. Like I learned about so many, I feel like, in my town of like the drama and stuff like that. Like once I came of age
town,
and my mom was like,
family,
let me tell you.
Everything.
Yeah.
And also,
I haven't learned anything.
You haven't?
Can you tell me some things?
Yeah, I'll tell you some things.
Okay. Some hot goss.
The heck?
But also, as you get older, it also, you learn of so many couples who are like essentially separated,
mm-hmm.
but just like,
yeah,
still married.
It's crazy stuff.
It really is.
I liked being a kid.
Me too.
The less you knew, the better.
Oblivious.
Guys, I think that's all we have time for today.
End with that.
What a somber note to end on.
No, you guys, like, if you're with the right person, you won't feel like you want to cheat. So just find the right person.
Exactly.
It's that easy. Yeah. Or if you want to cheat, break up with your boyfriend.
50% of marriages end in divorce.
Hey, that's like an old stat. I feel like it's better now.
I feel like it's worse.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, really?
Damn it. Or the only reason it would be better is because less people are getting married.
True. Sample size is smaller.
Yeah. You're going to have to look into this.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye. Bye.
That was like still a somber note.
True.
I know.
We can change the statistic. Be the change you want to see in the
Be
world.
Be the change you want to see in the world. XOXO. Colby Cassidy.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.